Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. Today we're going to talk about the leadership development of Moses, which includes his time in Egypt, his conversations with Jethro, and the ability to remain humble and listen to feedback from others and implement that to affect future generations. Stay tuned. Welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease. In this episode, we turn our attention to a figure whose life story is a testament to the transformative power of leadership grounded in continual development. In the course of this discussion, we'll look at Moses' formative years in Egypt, his encounter and mentorship with Jethro, and the lessons in leadership that emerge from the interaction between Jethro and Moses. We'll unpack the layers of Moses' development as a leader, from his education in the Egyptian royal court to the wilderness of Midian, and how these experiences prepared him for the task of leading Israel out of bondage into the Promised Land. Moses' early years were marked by a dual identity, being born a Hebrew yet raised in Pharaoh's palace. This unique upbringing placed Moses in an environment where he was exposed to the highest echelons of Egyptian education. Josephus, the first century historian, along with other ancient writers, portrays Moses as a leader and a general even before his calling to lead Israel. These accounts, while extra-biblical, complement the biblical narrative by illustrating Moses' prominence and capability in the Egyptian court. According to Joseph, Moses led military campaigns against the Ethiopians, and this showcased his leadership and strategic acumen. Craig Keener, a contemporary biblical scholar, echoes these statements of Josephus, noting that Moses' Egyptian education and legendary exploits were something that were well recognized. The education of Moses received was not ordinary. It was the best available at the time, equipping Moses with knowledge in various disciplines. His training went beyond academic learning to include leadership and military strategy, given his position as an adopted member of Pharaoh's family. The biblical account, particularly Acts 7 and 2, confirms this when it states that Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and that he was mighty in words and deeds. This description provided by Stephen before the Sanhedrin emphasizes Moses' skills and wisdom and attributes that they were honed during his time in Egypt. Marvin Treese suggests that Egypt was known for its educational institutions and was the perfect place for Moses to develop the intellectual leadership qualities that would later define his mission. However, Moses' education and status in Egypt were not the end goal, but part of a larger divine plan. Hebrews 11:24-26 reveals a pivotal moment in Moses' life where he made a conscientious decision to identify with the Hebrews rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin in Pharaoh's court. The decision marked a turning point, a redirecting of the course of his life, and it set the stage for his role as a deliverer of Israel. Moses' early life education was characterized by a blend of cultural immersion in Egypt and a growing awareness of his Hebrew identity and destiny. This period of his life laid the foundation for his future leadership role, equipping him with tools necessary for the monumental task that laid ahead. The narrative of leadership in Moses' journey takes a significant turn through his encounter with Jethro, his father-in-law. This relationship is pivotal and exemplifies a model of leadership development rooted in mentorship, active listening, and constructive feedback. You see, upon Moses' return from Egypt, he recounts to Jethro the wondrous acts God performed in Israel, indicating a deep trust and respect between these two men. Jethro's reaction to Moses was one of joy and affirmation of God's greatness, and it highlights the importance of empathy and understanding in leadership. Jethro's ability to listen attentively and rejoice in the success of Moses underscores a key aspect of effective leadership, and that is the capacity to genuinely engage with and appreciate the experience of others. The art of listening, as demonstrated by Jethro, is more than just a passive reception of words. It involves a deep commitment to understanding the speaker's perspective, an essential skill that is required for leadership. This form of active listening helps in building trust and establishing strong relationships, as it communicates value and respect for the individual's experiences and their insights. Jethro's interaction with Moses illustrates how leaders can foster a supportive environment that encourages open dialogue and shared learning. You see, after listening to Moses, Jethro later observes him at work and notices the inefficiencies and potential burnout in Moses' approach to leading and managing people. Jethro's feedback to Moses is a classic example of effective mentorship. He points out the unsustainable nature of Moses' one-man approach, and he offers him a solution that involves delegating responsibilities to capable men within the community. This advice not only aims to alleviate Moses' burden, but also promotes a more efficient system of governance. Jethro's method of providing feedback is noteworthy. He doesn't merely critique Moses' leadership style. He presents a reasoned argument for why change is necessary, highlighting the benefits of delegation both for Moses and the people he leads. This constructive feedback, coupled with practical advice on implementing a leadership structure, exemplifies how mentors can guide and influence positive change in leadership practices. In the broader narrative of Moses' leadership development, the encounter with Jethro represents a crucial learning phase. It signifies the transition from leading as an individual to leading as part of a structured community. Jethro's mentorship helps Moses to see beyond the immediate demands of leadership to the long-term sustainability and effectiveness of his leadership approach. Now, when we look at this interaction, there are some things in Jethro's leadership advice to Moses that we should consider. Jethro's encounter with Moses in Exodus 18 is not merely a familial visit. It serves as a critical juncture in Moses' leadership journey. The advice Jethro offers to Moses after observing his exhaustive day-to-day activities is both practical and transformative, highlighting essential aspects of effective leadership and organizational management. Upon observing Moses' handling of disputes and issues from morning till evening, Jethro poses a straightforward yet profound question, prompting Moses to explain his approach. This inquiry reveals Jethro's deep understanding of leadership dynamics. He recognizes that effective leadership is not about doing everything oneself, but rather about empowering others and sharing responsibilities. Jethro's feedback to Moses is candid and pointed. He warns Moses that his current method of single-handedly managing all the community's disputes is unsustainable, both for him and the people he leads. Eugene Wilson talks about this, and his commentary on this scenario illuminates the potential for a leadership disaster, indicating that without change, Moses' approach could lead not only to burnout, but to being ineffective in managing the people he's leading. Jethro advises Moses to delegate tasks and to establish a hierarchy of leaders to assist in governing the people. This advice is not merely about offloading work, but about creating a system that allows for more effective and efficient governance. Jethro suggests appointing capable men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate dishonest gain to serve as a leader of varying groups, thus distributing the workload and enabling Moses to focus on matters of greater importance. This system of delegation also serves a broader purpose. It empowers others within the community, fostering leadership development and ensuring that governance is connected and responsive to the needs of the people. And so Jethro's counsel reflects, again, a deep understanding of organizational dynamics, emphasizing the need for structured leadership and the wise selection of leaders based on character and capability. His advice to Jethro lays out a model for sustainable leadership that balances personal involvement with delegation. He distinguishes between abdicating responsibility and delegating authority, guiding Moses towards a leadership style that maintains oversight while still empowering others. This approach not only alleviates the burden on Moses, but it also enhances the overall functionality and responsibility to the people he's leading. It enhances the leadership structure. Jethro's leadership advice, therefore, is what we would call a masterclass in effective governance, demonstrating the importance of delegation, structured organization, and the selection of leaders based on integrity and fear of God. His guidance helps Moses transform from a leader who tries to do it all into one who empowers others, setting a precedent for future generations of the value of distributed leadership and organizational efficiency. Moses' reaction to Jethro's advice is a testament to Moses' humility and his willingness to grow as a leader. Far from being defensive or dismissive, Moses welcomes Jethro's observations and immediately acts upon his recommendations. This response underscores a crucial aspect of effective leadership, and that is the ability to receive and implement constructive feedback. Dennis Prager, in his commentary, commends Moses for his mature and intelligent approach to criticism and advice. Rather than asserting his authority or divine appointment, Moses recognizes the wisdom in Jethro's counsel and sees it as an opportunity for improvement. This teachable spirit is a hallmark of Moses' leadership and serves as a model of leaders in any context. The implementation of Jethro's advice leads to a significant restructuring of the Israelites' community of leadership. Moses establishes a tiered system of government, appointing capable men to serve as leaders over groups of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. This new structure not only distributes the workload more effectively, but also brings leadership closer to the people, facilitating better decision-making and dispute resolution. So when we look at Jethro's advice and the way in which Moses responds to this, it's a very good demonstration of mentorship within the apostolic movement and how we should approach things. This narrative also highlights the essential role of character in leadership. The criteria for selecting leaders here is the fear of God, truthfulness, and a disdain for dishonest gain. This emphasizes integrity, moral character, and shows that they are an essential quality required. The focus on character rather than just capability or charisma ensures that leaders are chosen not only because of their effectiveness, but because their principles and values are aligned with godly leadership. So Moses' experience with Jethro and subsequent changes in leadership approach illustrates the dynamic nature of effective leadership. It shows that leadership is not static, but evolves through learning, adaptation, and the integration of wisdom from various sources. Moses, despite his communion with God, did not operate in isolation. He valued and acted upon the godly counsel of others. Moses' response to Jethro's advice and the resulting leadership growth highlight the importance for adaptability, humility, and the continuous development of leadership. So Moses' example teaches us that even the most anointed and appointed leaders can benefit from wise counsel, and that effective leadership is much about personal growth as it is about guiding and governing others. In reflecting upon the narrative of Moses and his interaction with Jethro, we are presented with leadership principles and practices that resonate across time and culture. Moses' early life in the Egyptian royal court provided him with unparalleled education and experience, preparing him for the challenges that lied ahead. Yet it was his encounter with Jethro that catalyzed a significant shift in his approach of leadership. Jethro's wise counsel and Moses' receptive response illustrate the dynamic nature of effective leadership and highlight the importance of mentorship, the art of listening, the value of structured, decentralized governance. The model of leadership development we see between Moses and Jethro is not just a historical account, but a blueprint for contemporary leadership. It underscores again the necessity of humility, the willingness to embrace change, and the importance of building a leadership structure that empowers others and enhances the effectiveness of the organization. Join me next time as we discuss more about leadership development. God bless.